礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他下班以后跟美国同事 Amy 一起去参加应酬。
谢谢你陪我来啊 Amy， 每次公司有这种应酬啊，我都特别不自在。
Why not? They are usually upscale events held in attractive places with good food.
吃的倒是不错，可是我呀不习惯和陌生人接触。
That's one of the reasons we go, to meet other business people and build productive relationships.
那除了多认识人，还有其他原因吗？
Yes, reconnecting with people to maintain professional contacts.
遇到熟人啊，还好，不过我最怕的就是和陌生人打交道。
We talked a while back about being prepared, finding out about the people who will be at the event, and planning what you will talk about.
我每次都准备得挺好啊。可是一到现场啊，就不知所措了。怎么做才能让人觉着不鲁莽呢？
To be courteous, you need to know which people are approachable and which ones are not.
那我怎么知道什么人愿意理睬我呢？
Let's find a quiet spot where I can give you a few tips.
陈豪和 Amy 走到一个人少的地方。
Amy， 你快告诉我，什么样的人我可以主动走过去搭茬？
The most approachable ones are standing alone. They're probably looking for someone to talk to.
那如果他们要不想说话呢？
There are signals you can use to see if the person standing alone is friendly or not.
你是说肢体语言吗？
That's right. Look the other person in the eye as you approach. If he looks away or ignores you, that's a clear message he's not interested in meeting you.
如果他避开我的目光，就是没兴趣。那你刚才说的微笑呢？
After you have made eye contact, smile at the person. If he returns your smile, you have made a non-verbal invitation to approach.
那如果从对方的肢体语言能看出他不愿意和别人交谈呢？
Move on and look for someone else.
那如果大家都在交谈，我是不是就只好等着别人找我了？
That would be a waste of time. Look for a group of three or more people and try the same tactic.
那我是不是要立刻进行自我介绍？
Walk up to the group, stand slightly back, make eye contact with each one, and smile. As soon as they acknowledge you, introduce yourself.
那他们要是不理我呢？
Same as before. Keep moving until you find welcoming people.
那是不是如果只有两个人在交谈，更容易加入？
Absolutely not. Those are the people you want to avoid.